This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. We're in 2017, but medical records still are mostly stuck in the dark ages. True, most hospitals use electronic health records, but if you want your primary care doctor to share information with your allergist or surgeon, it's a pain. The most popular idea right now for connecting medical records without compromising privacy is something called Chain. The platform used for Bitcoin could serve healthcare. We all remember the old days when doctors thumbed through paper records.
The lab report on Ellen Farley, doctor.
Good.
These days, doctors mostly look at records on computers, but the same problems exist. The records from your eye exam, from your blood test, they're not connected. Even worse, they're saved on central servers, so they're easy to hack. Now, imagine instead, all those pieces of digital paper are encrypted. You need a code to see any single piece. Then the pieces are uploaded into a peer-to-peer computer network. For a doctor who has permission, those digital pieces, they come together like a puzzle. That's blockchain. Right now, the digital currency system Bitcoin uses blockchain to track financial transactions. Folks in healthcare want to use it to encrypt and share medical information.
So your data, pieces of data, is spread around all over the network.
Venkatesh Hariharan is CEO of Health NextGen in Dallas.
So if I get even one piece of it, that's not good enough. It's useless. How many places are you going to hack?
There is a lot of hype around blockchain in healthcare at the moment.
Blockchain is going to be game-changing, and I can't think of a more disruptive technology on the market at present.
Greg Harris just spent a week at the health tech industry's largest conference demonstrating how his company's product, Patient Wallet, would use blockchain to give patients more power over their health records.
And the idea of using this would be, I go to the hospital and it's a new hospital, maybe I'm in a different country. And I have to go for an emergency visit, and I don't really want to spend 4 hours filling out paperwork. So all I do is I ask the hospital for their identification, and I delegate access to all of my healthcare records, or at least all the ones that I want to give them, and they can automatically ingest those into their EHR.
Instant access to an EHR or electronic health record would mean less paperwork, lower administrative costs, and possibly fewer medical mistakes. That's why major companies, IBM, Philips, Merck, all have blockchain initiatives. Even the U.S. government is interested.
Sure. So we're doing a co-sponsored event with the Chamber of Digital Commerce. It's called a Blockchain Codeathon.
Stephen Posnack directs the Office of Standards and Technology in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're inviting teams of people to join together to demonstrate how blockchain can be applied in practice in healthcare. You know, the variety and different ways in which it can be used is really exciting to healthcare stakeholders.
Posnack says government agencies like the FDA, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're exploring how the technology could make healthcare transactions more secure.
There's a lot of real interest, but it's extremely early.
Dr. John Halamka manages the IT system of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Halamka, along with researchers at MIT, ran a six-month test of blockchain in the real world. They entered patients' medication data, prescriptions, vaccination history on separate sites and used blockchain to see if doctors could easily access those records. The prototype worked, and they're planning more pilots with larger networks of hospitals. Halamka says technology isn't really the challenge.
It's psychology that's a challenge. We still have a culture where every healthcare provider thinks of themselves as the single steward of the data that is deposited in that organization. So with blockchain, every time I make a change to your data, I am telling the public ledger that the data has changed, and now thinking of it as a more community-wide resource is very different psychology than the past.
In other words, before we use advanced blockchain technology to stitch together our medical records, we should address some more philosophical questions about who owns health data and who can grant permission to share it. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.